在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
北京外国语学院，北京外语音像教材出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House.Beijing Foreign Studies University.
Oral Workshop Discussion. Read by Tom Baker
and Louisa Lin.
Lesson 1. Too Clever. Text.A. A farmer who lived in a small village suffered from a severe pain in the chest. This never seemed to get any better. The farmer eventually decided that he would consult a doctor in the nearest town, but as he was a miserly person, he thought he would find out what he would have to pay this doctor. He was told that a patient had to pay £3 for the first visit and £1 for the second visit. The farmer thought about this for a long time.And then he decided to go and consult the doctor in the town. As he came into the doctor's consulting room, he said casually, "Good morning, doctor. Here I am again." The doctor was a little surprised. He asked him a few questions, examined his chest, and then took the pound which the farmer insisted on giving him. Then the doctor said with a smile, "Well, sir, there's nothing new. Please continue to take the same medicine I gave you the first time you came to see me."Text B. A man went to see his doctor one day because he was suffering from pains in his stomach. After the doctor had examined him carefully, he said to him, "Well, there's nothing really wrong with you, I'm glad to say. Your only trouble is that you worry too much. Do you know, I had a man with the same trouble as you in here a few weeks ago, and I gave him the same advice as I'm going to give you. He was worried because he couldn't pay his tailor's bills.I told him not to worry his head about the bills any more. He followed my advice, and when he came to see me again 2 days ago, he told me that he now feels quite all right again." "Yes, I know all about that," answered the patient sadly. "You see, I'm that man's tailor."
Additional information. "Good morning. How are you?"
"I'm very worried, doctor."
"Oh, what are you worried about?"
"I'm afraid that I'm very ill."
I'm sorry to hear that. Why do you think so?"
"Because I feel tired all the time, even when I wake up in the morning. I find it very difficult to do any work. I have no appetite. My wife cooks me delicious meals, but I can only eat a little."
"How do you sleep?"
"Very badly, doctor."
"Do you find it difficult to get to sleep, or do you wake up early?"
"Both, doctor. I never get to sleep until 2 o'clock, and I always wake at 5.
"Are you worried about anything?"
"Well, yes, I am. I'm worried about my work. I've just taken a new job. I earn a lot of money, but it's difficult work. I'm afraid of making a mistake."
"I see. Please take off your shirt and lie down on the couch."
"Yes, doctor."
"Well, there's nothing very much wrong with you, I'm glad to say. You're working too hard and worrying too much. Do you take much exercise?"
"No, doctor. I never have enough time for exercise.I start work very early in the morning and finish late in the evening. Then I can't get to sleep. Can you give me some medicine to help me to sleep?"
"I can, but I'm not going to. You don't need medicine. You need advice. Don't work so hard. Too much work is bad for you. Don't worry about your work. It's silly to worry. Take regular exercise."
"But I may lose my job, doctor. It's hard to get a job like mine."
"Then get an easier one, even if you earn less money.Which would you rather have, health or wealth?"
"You're right, doctor. It's more important to be healthy than wealthy. I'll change my job. I'm grateful for your advice."
"Come and see me again in a month's time. I think you'll be a different man."